Nearly half of young people think Britain was founded on systemic racism. By Peter Cattell on November 20, 2022. The idea that the United Kingdom was founded on the back of systemic racism is held by nearly half of young people, polling has reportedly found. Just under half of young people polled by YouGov supported the claim that the United Kingdom was founded on systemic racism, with the research also indicating that so-called critical race theory, CRT, concepts are being widely taught in British schools. According to a report by The Telegraph, 42% of 18 to 24-year-olds report themselves as believing that schools should teach students that Britain was founded on racism and remains structurally racist today. This is compared to only 25% of students who explicitly said that such a belief should not be taught in Britain's education system. Meanwhile, 38% of young people reportedly believe that a statue of Winston Churchill, perhaps the country's most famous wartime political leader, should have his statue removed from outside Parliament over allegations he held views deemed racist. A similar percentage of those in the age group disagreed with moving the statue, a much smaller fraction compared to the 68% of the total UK population who believe that the statue should be kept. In response to the revelations, politicians from the soft-right Conservative Tory party have once again argued that something must be done to stop the spread of militant leftist ideas in the education system, despite the fact it is they who have been in power for well over a decade now and completely failed to take effective action. With the research appearing to show that militant leftist views on race are spreading like wildfire among Britain's youth, many have blamed the country's teachers and school systems for pushing critical race theory ideas in their classrooms. Such an accusation appears to be supported by the YouGov research, with 59% of individuals leaving school describing themselves as being taught or told about white privilege, systemic racism, or unconscious bias by at least one adult in their learning institution. A number of politicians within the United Kingdom's ruling Conservative Party have complained ineffectually about the finding, demanding that something be done, by themselves, presumably, to prevent the spread of controversial far-left views within the education system. It's sad but unsurprising that so many young people, befuddled and bemused by militant propaganda, have bought some of the lies peddled by extremists, one politician, John Hayes MP, told The Telegraph. As a matter of urgency, government must make absolutely clear to educators at all levels that spreading this kind of information is incompatible to providing a broad and balanced education, and that if they do so, they will be seen to have failed the young people in their charge and be regarded and treated accordingly, he added. Tory bigwigs have frequently made similar utterances about leftist beliefs being forced on children while failing, in their 12 years of continuous rule, to actually take effective action against the practice. Meanwhile, they have made massive public concessions to political and social leftism, adopting an economically debilitating pro-green agenda stance while praising one of their MPs for coming out as transgender earlier this year despite the fact they were outed as a result of fleeing the scene of a car crash in women's clothing, for example. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.